Blog Talk Radio.
My soul get happy. My soul get happy. My soul.
Amen. Amen. I get joy. Do you get joy? Unspeakable joy. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to my life. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. To my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. To my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. To all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, to the deacons, to the mothers, praise team, intercessors, youth, men, 81 front line, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, London, Egypt, Wales, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Madrid, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and all place. Oh, yes, he did. See, on this morning, as you get up out of your bed, realize that it was God who touched us with his finger of love, woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our needs. And oh, so as we look around, with an admission, nothing is broken. But everything is jointly and fitly into place on this morning, this fabulous Friday morning. Get on up. Come together with me in agreement. Let's give God the praise, the honor, the glory, and the thanks for his many attributes towards each and every one of us, internationally, nationally, and locally, in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith. Also, I'm truly blessed this morning. First of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and I give honor to my husband, Deacon-elect Joe Jackson, and I give honor to Pastor Temple Spencer, and I give honor to Letitia Spencer, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Bobby-elect Smith, and to everyone in ADM Ministry, and to each and every one of you that are tuned in. This morning, Father God, as we come to you, we know how, God, we come to the throne of thanksgiving once more, God, just with our lift up hands, God, and heads up high, saying thank you, my Heavenly Father, just for another day. Thank you, God, for another day, God, that you allow these vessels to see another day, God. Thank you for life, health, and strength, God. The activities in our bodies are working fine, God. Some might be walking a little slower than others, but yet and still, hallelujah, God, we thank you. We thank you for all things this morning, God. God, we look towards the hill this morning, God, realizing all our help coming from above. And God, we know it's all come from you. Nothing that we could do about it, God. That's when we say thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the daily bread, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the journey, God. Hey, glory, hallelujah, for the journey, God. Oh, Shanda, that you directed our footsteps to travel, God. And yet and still through our trials and tribulation, God. Yet and still we have a praise upon our lips just telling you thank you, God, this morning, God. Hey, glory be to God. We thank you how you kept us from our last night up to this point, God. Didn't let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us, God. No one didn't kick our door in, God. Ain't about shutting that, God. We thank you, God. We can't help but to thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you already have done, God. And things that yet to come in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift every minister that it is up today, God. Female and male. In the name of Jesus, God. We lift them up high to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, a little bit of shit, God. Let them step on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. We know, God, about Shanai. These are the emergency times, God. We need the about Shanai, men of women of God, with the lips of clay, God, with the words coming from them in the name of Jesus, God. Let them cry out, God, and not spare not, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Have mercy this morning upon all of our souls, God. Touch all of us this morning, God, with your finger of love, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. Yet and still, yes, Lord, that about Shanai, by your stripes we are healed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift our youth up to you once more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, there is a concern about our youth, God. Oh, but God, I know you got all powers in your hand, God. We thank you for chilling our youth, God. Chilling them like never before, God. We thank you for directing their footsteps in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, chill them gone in and coming out in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, each and every one that has a vehicle, God, we pray, God, this morning, release your traveling mercy by Sunday upon them in the mighty name of Jesus, that they get to their destiny saved and their destiny back in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Even the ones that's in the airplane, God, oh, God, you take control right by Sunday this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them get to their destiny saved, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our family members this morning, God. Oh, hallelujah this morning. How about Sunday or Kanda? Oh, God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in our family members, God. It'll go shit, God, because we walk by faith and not by sight, God. Oh, thank you, God, for saving them on Sunday. Thank you for delivering them, God. Thank you for filling them with your precious Holy Ghost, God. We pray, God, that you constantly shield and protect them too also. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up this nation to you, God. We realize, God, the nation of Kanda. God. The nation needs you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you open deaf ears this morning like never before, God. Everybody, send that, God, rain down on us this morning, God, like never before, God. Open blind eyes, God, about send that we can see, God, about shame, not just in the natural, but in the spiritual realm, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, because it's an emergency, God, of us. Send that. We need you more and more, God. Draw us near to you, God. More, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hey, everybody, stand out. Oh, keep our eyes stayed on you, God, and our minds stayed on you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your peace, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your peace, God. Hey, glory be to God. This peace, God, is about standing that no man will understand in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, about standing. We thank you, God, this morning. Somebody ought to just say hallelujah anyhow, no matter what your circumstances is. Just say hallelujah. It's just a temporary situation. Oh, yes, it is. About Sunday, you shall be overcome. You will be overcoming this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let us begin to praise you. Praise God this morning like never before. Worship him in spirit and truth this morning. Hey, glory be to God. We thank you this morning, God. We ask that you touch each and every one of us this morning, God. Touch the laptops, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Telephone, computer, God. Everybody, send that kind of head. just like the lions, God. Let the Rabokondo Pohanda go straight through the lions of my Sinai and let them feel your touch at a Kandorabote this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, everything ain't like you this morning, God. We plead in the blood of my Sinai. We plead the blood of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God of my Sinai. Oh, no weapon formed against us this morning shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cry victory, cry this morning. Victory, victory, victory this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, everywhere I'll be free, God. Don't let it be the same, God. Let it be a change, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Wherever we walk, how my son, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus this morning, oh, God, let your perfect will be done, God. And it shall be done. Oh, God, stand up. Oh, God, have your way this morning. Have your way, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, how we love you this morning, God. I can hear an old song. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, God, I thank you. How about that now? Oh, we ought to thank God for loving us. How about that now? Oh, we need to thank him, God. We didn't even love ourselves, but yet and still, how about that kind of? He began to love us. He began to walk with us. Kind of about that. He sat with us. He called. When people have gave up on us, how about Sinai? He was still there with us. He didn't give up, how about Sinai? When we were rebellious, how about Sinai? Even when he told us not to go that way, we went on the way. But yet, still, his love and kindness drawed us. God, up on shit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We need to just really shake ourselves this morning. Shake yourself this morning about Sinai. Oh, shake yourself this morning and let God know, huh, that you love him this morning. Let him know you appreciate it. Don't take him for granted about Sinai. That's the reason you awakened this morning. He awakened you this morning. He didn't have to do it about Sinai. Ain't nothing we did was so good and perfect. Oh, but it was the love of Jesus Christ this morning. And we say thank you. The same the love that God has out about Sinai. We need to be praying. God, let that same love that took a little in you, God, let it rain out of me, God, by Sinai like never before, God. Let me walk in a little, let me talk in a little by Sinai. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us be real in you today, God. And when everything that we do and say, God, oh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, God, oh, God, don't let us be jealous of one another, God. Oh, but let us give you the glory right away. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning with everything in us, God. These things we ask this morning, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
For that corporate prayer. Oh, Mother God. We thank you. We ask that you send in your Holy Spirit. Send him in, Father God, in the name of Jesus. From the north, south, east, and the west.
Yes.
Father God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Father.
Yes, Lord.
Send in your Holy Spirit, right? That he will come in the name of Jesus.
Mm. Yes,
things
Lord.
Right. To turn them around. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit
yes.
of the living God.
Mm. Mm. Yes, oh yes, Lord Jesus.
In your way, right now.
Yes,
in every area
yes, Lord Jesus.
Of that corporate prayer, Jesus, touch everybody that has
need
from you right now. This morning, Lord Jesus, on this fabulous Friday, Holy Spirit of the living
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and
Lord.
Send down your anointing power. Send it on down
yes,
right now.
Lord.
Send it down. Send it down. Touch
yes,
every
Lord.
Heart. Touch
yes,
every man. Touch
yes,
everybody.
Lord,
internationally, nationally, and locally, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, control.
Yes, Lord.
Let your train fill the air. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
And everything
yes,
around for the glory.
Yeah, Lord.
Somebody need a touch. Somebody needs
Lord God.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
So right now,
yes, Lord.
Move in the earth. Move on us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Holy Spirit. And we thank you for coming. We thank you. Some minds need to be touched right now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, soothe those minds. Comfort those fears. Take them away, Lord Jesus. And put our confidence, Lord Jesus, in you through your Holy Spirit. Right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, through your Holy Spirit, for you we'll live. And for you we'll die. We'll let nothing through your Holy Spirit separate us, Lord Jesus, from your love on today. So touch every man, every woman, every child, every family, every marriage, every situation right now through your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, you have full control. You have full control right now. Anyhow, no matter how we look at it, you are in control. Your power is unending. Your power is infinite because you came down through the Father, through the Son, that has all power and glory in his hand on today. So, Lord Jesus, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you thanks as you touch each and every one of us in our prayer closet, wherever we may be traveling, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for coming down to see about us. We thank you for coming down to comfort us. We thank you for coming down to assure us, oh glory. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord Jesus, we'll let nothing separate us from your love, which covers all things and everything, because you gave it all. In the name of Jesus. Thank God. We praise you. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. And your anointing power, yes, is supreme over everything. Lord Jesus, we glorify you. Magnify you. We lift you up. And we say thank you. We say thank you. Lord Jesus, for everything, spiritually and naturally, in Jesus' name, oh glory, we give you praise right now. Hallelujah. 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 We say yes, Lord, to your way. We say yes, Lord, to your will. We say yes, Lord, to whatever you have for us in the name of Jesus. And God, Lord God, keep us in a press towards your eternal home in heaven on high. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank God. Well, praise God. You better move on along. Amen. Nothing like being into the presence of the Lord, oh, of Almighty God, and his anointing power that comes in to shape us and reprove us and to assure us that God is God and he is our Lord and Savior on today and every day, oh, glory, that we bow down before his throne to give him the thanks and the praise and to tell him, God, We love you. We love you. We love you. Amen and amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Just got a little nugget I want to share with you. Amen. Praise God. We've been going through this week and talking about some, praise God, some mighty, mighty, wise, piercing words of God that helps us get to the next level. Amen. Praise God. This morning, I want to talk about joy. Amen. And it's coming out of James 1 and 2. James 1 and 2, joy. And it reads as such, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Amen. Count it joy. Amen. So many times, amen, praise God, we're walking around with long faces and everything. Amen. But the word of God tells us to count it joy. Because the Lord said those different things, amen, will come upon us, amen. And when they come for a reason, to try our faith in God, amen. But through it all, we ought to have joy, unspeakable joy. Praise God. Joy. What is joy? A feeling of great pleasure and happiness. In the Greek, the word for joy is chara. Chara. C-H-A-R-A. A feeling of inner gladness and delight, rejoicing. Amen. But let's go back to temptation. What are temptations? A desire to do something, especially something wrong. Amen. Amen. A desire to do something, especially something wrong. Because it is wrong, we have the capacity or choice to not act on it. Amen. Amen. The Lord God equipped us with the knowledge of right and wrong at the time of Adam and Eve. Amen. 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 It tells us to flee from sin or things wrong or bad. Amen. Praise God. And so when they are presented, we are to deny them and walk away from it. Amen. But how many times do we walk away? Because we know that these bad temptations are presented by that devil. Amen. It don't mean us any good. And he will bring that thing like a little shiny ring. Amen. Praise God. And paint such a pretty picture and make it look so good and tempting that we desire it so good for us. Praise God. Nothing good. So we are to turn away from it. Amen. Because God gave us that decision-making process. Amen. To do right or to do wrong. If we do right, oh, the joy, we can count it. But if we do wrong, the snowball effect behind it all, oh, glory. Doom, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Not being blessed, not being elevated, oh, glory, hallelujah. Bringing down things upon us. Oh, glory, surely we can't handle and we can't bear because
We made the wrong decision at the wrong time, and we could not get our joy on today. Amen. On today, decide to get your joy, no matter what trial, no matter what tribulation, no matter what may come. The word of God said to count it all joy, turn away from it, flee, and count it joy. Amen. Because God will make a way of escape each and every time we decide to do it the Lord's way and turn away from the sin and let it go. Let it go back to the pits of hell from where our enemy brought it from to tempt us, praise God, that he might destroy us. Oh, glory. Let it go back, amen, that we can have that inner peace and inner joy and rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. See, it's the inward part, our heart, that God looks at. Amen. So, you know, even we have to think on those things which are good. Because if we think on those things which are bad, praise God, same results. Amen. Destruction and dire straits. Praise God. Constantly looking over our shoulders because the enemy has brought forth fear and chaos. Amen. But we will speak a word of joy eternally, each and every day, that we give God the praise. Why? Because we are free indeed through Christ Jesus. Oh, glory. That we give him the honor and the praise. That he gives us the joy, unspeakable joy, oh glory, hallelujah, that no man, no enemy, oh glory, can hold back from you or me on today. In so doing, be thankful and joyful we made it the right choice, amen, that we can get the joy and keep that joy, unspeakable, on today. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that we, amen, can count it all joy, no matter what comes our way, no matter what bills, amen, hard-headed children, amen, those disrespecting spouse, amen, hard-headed teenagers, amen, and young people treading out there in the enemy's camp, that we can go to God in prayer and count it joy that God will fix it every time for you and for me on today. Isn't that special? Isn't that special? For the joy of the Lord is our strength on today. So as you go out about your way on this fabulous Friday morning, keep joy in the forefront of everything that you do and think, and give God the glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank God. Amen. Continue to be free in Jesus. Continue to be free in God. Hallelujah. For they keys of heaven that will unlock the door to let you in. So won't you let him in on today? Let Jesus in, that he will give you that unspeakable joy that he has. Eternal joy. Amen. We thank God. And at this time, we're just going to turn this portion of the service over to our pastor and apostle,
Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Pastor Smith. Good morning, saints of God. Amen. We just thank God, and I give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My God, he is the head of our life. And also, I thank God for my beautiful spouse, my wife, and she is, my God, almighty, a valiant woman of God. And I thank God for you all and ADM family. Amen. Well, it's getting to the last little leg where we start to wrap things up. And I just want you to, I just want you all to do something for us, especially this last year. Pastor Smith been giving a lot of teaching, a lot of wisdom nuggets that he's been dropping in the morning time. Amen. I want to share something with you. Amen. When God have a flow going a certain direction, please get on it, because that is the movement that he's doing right now. That is the flow that he's doing right now. Amen. And you got to understand, if you don't take a hold to the movement of the direction that the Lord is doing right now, you could get left behind. And what I mean by left behind, the support system or the anointing that was in place, my God, to help deliver you or help take you to the next realm or to help to take you over or wherever the movement is going on, it will not be there. Amen. You'll be left on your own trying to push forth and try to entering in, trying to do different things. So that's why it's very valuable to take on the anointing or take on, jump into the flow of what God is doing. Like today, my God, God has been sharing about, you know, you stand up for your joy, you stand up for your peace, you know, the covenant with him, amen, the fasting, breaking down, emptying out yourself and cleaning yourself and different things. That's a movement that is going on in the spirit realm, amen. And there's an anointing that is there right now, and it's there to prepare you. They're there to get you ready. So many times that we hear things and we just hear because we done been exposed to so many people that's playing games, so many people that is in certain leadership positions that is playing games, amen, and all of a sudden it just seems like it's a bunch of talk. It's just a bunch of talk. Everybody just talking. They're just saying the same thing. It's the same old motion, amen, but yet still, you're still getting left behind. No saints of God, no true saint of God, no child of God should be left behind. You should be up to date. If God is doing a blessing right now, you should be up to date with that blessing. Amen. I understand the concept when they say, you know, I thank God, you know, I may be delayed, but I'm not denied. I'm sorry. I don't want to be delayed. I want to be on time. I know I serve an old time God. You serve an old time God. Amen. And we want to be on time for everything that God has for us. Amen. So guess what, saints of God? If God is ministering joy, my God, let me pick up my joy. If God is ministering, my God, in this season, that hey, you need to get away from that because they're going to bring you different results that you are looking for. Let me get away that. God is bringing forth and say, hey, son, or hey, daughter, I need you to get rid of this, get rid of that, because you need to prepare way off and get take you. Let me get rid of that. Let me get rid of this there. Let me get rid of, because why? I want to make sure, you need to make sure that I'm on time for everything. I'm on time for everything. And that goes back to us this morning at 12 a.m. pertaining to structure. That's why so many of you need to keep on fasting. Pastor going to be here with you to support you. We're going to be here with you to keep push you to get your structure or discipline in order, for you will not miss the things of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I truly could say with a shout in my voice, amen, that 2019 is going to be your blessed year. Let the Holy Ghost and let God, the continue, my God, to line you up, give you things that you need. Let that anointing hover around you, keep destroying different things in your life, destroying different yokes, because you best to believe you're going to be on time for every blessing that heaven going to pour out. And not only that, as Pastor Smith been getting to speak this morning, you also going to live with it in joy. You ain't going to get blessed and be sorrowed the next day, or you be mad the next day, your head holding down the next day. your word the next day. No, baby girl or baby boy, you're going to be blessed and your head going to be lifted up with joy. You're going to be blessed with happiness. You're going to be blessed, and you don't have to worry about looking over your shoulder and worry about these empire spirits or these usury people coming in your life. Why? Because when an anointing was flowing, as God was removing people out of your life, you went along with the flow. So therefore, you don't have to worry about no scavenger spirits that want to come in your life. You're finna be blessed, and guess what? You're going to enjoy. You're going to get ready to enjoy the fruits of your labor and what God has for you. I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to declare and decree all day that I am blessed and highly favored. And I dare you this morning, my God, declare and decree all day that you are blessed and highly favored. Why? Because I'm on a movement of God. I'm on a timing of God. And therefore, I can't do anything else but to be blessed if I'm on a timing and on a movement of God. Regardless if he give me some rebuke, regardless if he give me some instruction, regardless if he try to teach me some new information and show me new revelation, regardless of whatever it is, when you're on a timing with God, you're going to always reap the harvest that God has for you. Amen. Amen. So, saints of God, I just want you to really finish up this year explosive, and I just don't want you to come here in the morning. Don't you got to understand, this is your bread of life. Don't just say, well, I'm sleepy right now, I don't feel like coming in. No. These are true men of God. This is a true man of God. You got a mother praying for your true. We are true people of God. We're not going to just give you something. No, this is the movement of God. This is the direction of God, and he's giving a movement for a reason, because he's trying to get you in that flow for you could be on time for the next release. You could be on time for the next elevation. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but many of us, we don't been late. Many of us don't miss the train. We don't miss the bus. We don't miss the blessing. We don't miss elevation. Why? Because we don't have this stuff in our spirits about these other shanksters, and we think everything that come across our table now is just a bunch of talk, bunch of talk, bunch of talk. That's what the enemy wants you to think. Amen. Stop stepping into your now season and get into that now flow for you to get ready to receive your now blessing. Amen. So guess what we're going to do today? Amen. We're going to put on the clothes of joy. We're going to put on the mind of joy. And we're going to keep walking in the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Praise God for you, Apostle. Amen. And those prophetic words. Amen. Praise God. Whatever you do on today, just let the joy of the Lord be your strength on today. Amen. And this is the weekend. Praise God. So we're saying to you to tell somebody that God loves them, and so do you. Invite them to church. Amen. Let them know that the joy of the Lord, amen, is there and will meet them there. Amen. That they can take that joy back with them home in different places where they don't have to be in despair on today, and to see God's face on today.
Make it the cry of your heart.
You and you. Amen. Amen. Come on back. Amen. Come on back. Amen. One more time. Amen. That we'll come together and pray unto the Lord. Amen. And then we'll see you again Monday evening at 7 p.m. Amen. Where we'll come together in agreement and do it all over again. Remember, we are free in the name of Jesus. You have a safe and God-blessed week.
Where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears. even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to me to the King. I don't have